Hello, my name is Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. This reading is called Changing My Thinking. It's from day 3 of 90 days, Encouragement for the Christian Overeater. The verse is from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Much of my recovery is an inside job. Romans 12:2 reminds me not to be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of my mind. This means that a greater part of my day needs to be spent filling my head with the things of God and putting into practice the things that He reveals through His Word. It also means that I have to watch my interaction with the media. I cannot always read the newspaper. I sometimes have to get up and away from the television. I have to remember that most of what is so readily available for my eyes to see and my ears to hear has been authored and created by unbelievers. I have to be very cautious. My thinking can be influenced, and before I know it, my feelings are off. I don't want to go back to a lifestyle that deadens me. I thank God for His written word and the many ways that I can fill my life with it. If you are an overeater and you are struggling, then this message is especially for you. I know that when I was active in my overeating, I could not see the connection between the Word of God and my recovery. And now today I know that the Word of God is essential for my recovery. I wanted to start with the verse at the top of the page if you are reading along with me from the book. From that Romans 12:2, the first part of that says, do not conform any longer. Conform means that I am going to be reduced to a likeness of whatever it is that I am spending my time with. And God alone is truth. So I must recognize that so that I'm not fooled. If I spend most of my day in the things that are not of God, then it is no surprise that after a while I will be conformed to a likeness that is not of Him. And that is definitely where overeating was for me. If I think about it, I realize that a lot of my time was spent, as I said in the reading, in the media. And since the media was authored by those who did not know the Lord Jesus, after a while, my thinking would get off, and before I knew it, I was off and running back into the food again. There is indeed a pattern in this world, and if I am not careful, I can easily fall into that pattern. And as it says in the reading, that a greater part of my day needs to be spent putting things of God into practice. So what I do is that I read the Word of God and I study it and I memorize it and I make plans to use it in my day because I find that that gives me great pleasure to do that. It's in the Word of God, I know in Psalm 37, 3 through 6, reminds me to delight myself in the Lord, and He will give me the desires of my heart. And when I first read that, I thought it was some kind of a magic potion that, you know, that I would, you know, He would give me exactly what I wanted. And what I'm finding is that He's changing me. And the things that I want change as well. As I get into the Word of God, then I am conformed to what He wants me to be. And that's a very beautiful and wonderful way to live. It says in that Romans 12:2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's very hard not to change and really be in the Word of God. I feel very, very blessed in that we live in a time where the Word of God is so readily available. I can hear it. I can read it. I can see it acted out, where there are so many people who are using their gifts, and they sing it, they make songs of it, and it's such a wonderful, wonderful way to live, to be in the will of God and to be in His Word. And one of the promises that it says in this particular verse is that I will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. So many times I used to just wander around and want to know, what is the will of God? What does He want me to do? And now I know very, very clearly, as I read His Word. His Word is clear to me. His Spirit has been placed in me, and that Spirit gives me understanding of what God wants from my life. And I'm grateful for that. And one thing I know is that He definitely wants me to eat in a God-honoring way. He does not want me hurting myself with the food. He does not want me to be a poor witness for Him. And that was what I was when I was overeating. And so, again, if you're listening and you're struggling, call out to Him and ask Him to help you. I have some things that you can work on that might help as well. You might go back to Romans 12, read verses 1 through 8, and underline verses and phrases that speak to your heart. And you might think, what if the Lord gave you a to-do list for your day? What might be some of the items on that list? And you might think about how the Lord has gifted you, and when did you last use them for His glory? I'd like to end this with a prayer right now. Dear Father, I pray to be obedient. Please give me the willingness and strength to live out Your revealed Word. Thank You, Lord, for bringing me out of slavery to sin. I pray to abide in Jesus so that I do not forget how abundantly You have blessed me. Please keep me sensitive to the temptation to backslide. Keep my head turned away from other gods. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.